You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Do you guys approve of Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to give that my stamp of approval.
I don't know. Dude is... I don't know. That whole...
He's got a few tattoos.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it for Kourtney.
He hasn't gone to the face with a tattoo yet, has he? Has he gone
he's got
tattoo?
He's got
one under his cheek, under his eye.
On his neck and on under his eye.
All over his neck.
Under his eye.
And he looks like he's got a teardrop. He killed somebody.
He has like tattoos that are at like where his hairline begins on the sides, where his temple is. So that's a
when that hairline goes backwards, it's going to look pretty stupid there, Travis.
I mean, I think he's well past the point where he cares so much about that. I'm just saying the hair is like right, like there's tattoos like where your sideburn would be, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. She just looks like she's clean and smells good. I just don't like her for him. I don't know.
You don't think he's clean? I mean, he's rich.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't look...
Just because he has tattoo doesn't mean he's not clean.
And you don't know how he smells.
You don't know how she smells.
No.
I'm not... You know what? Richard Justice didn't say things like that on Friday.
No, he did
not.
He
looks like she's clean and smells good.
Yeah.
He would never say something so creepy.
What is that? That's not creepy. Doesn't she look like she smells good?
I'm
just not into...
You should try that and see if it's not creepy.
You're just not into Travis Barker?
Say it in your social circles and see if it's creepy or not.
It's not creepy.
Well, his close knit buddies at the Cabo Cup, but when he's out and about with around civilized people, you should try it.
I say that.
You say that around people?
I don't say. Yeah.
You should keep going with that and see how it goes.
So it looked like, man, watching that again, Aaron Rodgers probably could have run that.
Oh, he had an easy one. It was so easy. I don't like literally. Aaron is a competitive.
There was a guy on the goal line that looked like he had an angle.
But Aaron is such a competitive runner. He could have made it and dove and had a chance. Even if he doesn't get in, worst case scenario, he's on the 2 yard line.
Yeah,
and you got to. And the 2 yard line gives you a run pass option, gives you throwback option to the tight end leaking the other way. You know, some misdirection. I mean, it gives you opportunities to do something. A quick. You know, hitch and run to Devontae. That wasn't it. Like, taking off. Aaron Rodgers screwed up. And I'm not. There's a lot of people who saw it. That was a big mistake, a huge mistake. I think it was Dustin said he wishes Cal would start tweeting rap lyrics that he wanted out of Houston. And then Kyle's like what? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Yeah, okay.
And then Mr. Positivity says, I wish Cal would attend the Source Awards.
I don't know what the Source Awards are.
It was
Cal would go.
It's a now defunct hip-hop award show where bad things happen to people. Like,
has it been shut down?
We don't want anything bad to happen.
I mean, COVID.
The Source Awards have been gone for. Sources, is that even a magazine that people read anymore?
Is Source?
Source Awards been gone a long time.
It's famous for Suge Knight and Death Row Records coming in and creating the East Coast, West Coast. A lot of people believe that's how people ended up getting shot. But, yeah, and there would be fights there. Like, it wasn't just that. In the back, there would be fights break out all the time. You can go find them on YouTube. I don't think Cal and Jack Easterby and like if Deshaun said, "Hey guys, I think I want to stay, but I want you guys to just get a feel for the culture. Let's go to an award show. I mean, you got to dress up. You and Jack and Cal. I want you to come with me to an award show called the Source Awards, and that would have been so." Incredible.
He's trying to get those two snuffed is what he's trying to do if he invites those two to the Source Awards. It's a trap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trap.
It's much different from Daryl Moore inviting people to his play.
It's way different.
Well,
it's a musical. Yeah. First of all, it was a musical.
Whatever.
One, you're trying to get the guy killed. The other one,
you're trying to get off Broadway.
Bore them to death?
Bore them to death. Both things can result in death, John.
Three is better than two.
That was the whole... That was the entire...
It was a Lilliputian. They were a team of Lilliputians, and they just wanted to be taken seriously. But one guy of the Lilliputians wanted other people to recognize they didn't have a number three, and he wanted them to realize that three was even better than two.
He didn't realize it, that three was better than two.
You don't ever know what's happening in basketball. Yes, I do. Three is better than two. Boom. Like it was...
Huh. Did that remain off-Broadway?
It didn't. No, it never made it to off-Broadway.
Huh.
I was with somebody watching it, somebody who works in New York in public theater, at public theater in New York, and he was all excited, and as he left, or even at the midpoint, he was like, I don't think this is going to make it.
Did he go, ew, stinky? What did he do?
He goes, I just don't think this is going to make it off-Broadway. He goes, I love Daryl, but this ain't it.
Did he start tweeting out rap lyrics for it?
No. That's a relatively new thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, by the way, did you see that there is a quarterback who the team said, yeah, we'll trade you? Matthew Stafford went there like a grown-ass man and said, I would like to be traded. Let's see if we can set that up. And they go, okay, that's fine. Which a lot of people expected that to happen anyway.
Well, I wouldn't expect. Did you see Dan Campbell's press conference?
So apparently it was, I've watched Big Lebowski, but I don't have all the, I didn't love Big Lebowski. Apparently that was an homage to Big Lebowski.
It was.
That's what I saw somewhere. Are you aware of that, Del?
We'll break I've your never kneecaps seen the, and then,
movie.
Then we'll gnaw off your kneecap and then we'll bite your other kneecap and gnaw that off.
I heard that was what it's about, but I've never seen
it. And
the
then
movie,
he was so. An ally.
Who, Dan Campbell?
Uh-huh.
What did he do?
Aaron Black coordinators.
I thought that was what, I thought Bruce Arians is a ally.
No, Bruce Arians has all black coordinators. He has four. One is special teams.
Run and a OC, run game DC, and a run game like coordinator.
How many?
No. Dan Campbell hired Aaron Glenn, for one, as his defense coordinator. I can't remember his offense coordinator, but Aaron Glenn is his defense
that's
coordinator.
Great.
And their general
Aaron's
manager.
Aaron's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah, their general manager is black also, because he said he wanted it to represent.
How many women does Arians have on his staff?
Two?
I think a couple. At least one.
Yes, at least one, because we know that two of them are going to be in the
Super Bowl. One just left.
That's San Francisco.
That was San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Katie Sowell.
She apparently she left. We have our first female official in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Dan Campbell hired Anthony Lynn as his OC.
Anthony Lynn. Mm.
So Dan Campbell is down.
Well, Bruce Arians.
He and I are both down with
what?
The cross. Team Jamel.
Does Dan Campbell say he's Team
Probably.
Jamel?
I would imagine. If he's not, then
really
he's not.
I don't really see Jamel anymore. You can't be Team Jamel. You're going to have to find a different team to get on.
Maybe Team Carry Champion or something?
Well, yeah. No.
Team Carry Champion.
I'm always Team Jamel. I'll never get off that team.
What's Team Jamel looking at for the week? I know you guys have your meeting, so what are you guys pushing this week?
Equality.
That is the overarching thing that you guys push, I'm sure.
Well, that's what we're pushing.
Don't ask a question.
That's right. That's a dumb question.
He's not getting off the mission statement.
Week, is there a specific topic you want to tackle this week?
Yes, equality for all.
Huh. I feel like that's a generic thing you're just going to say anytime. I don't feel like you really have an agenda.
Am I?
What are you doing to?
Oh, my God, he could have run that in. That's
so what are you doing to push equality?
I'm going to be on Team Jamel.
I don't think he gets it. There's a cornerback. Carlton Davis chases him down.
Mm.
He's right there. I don't think he gets it.
Oh, my gosh.
Carlton Davis gets him.
He's not slow.
Carlton Davis is faster,
and it doesn't
though.
Matter. He would have been a better spot than the 8-yard line
said
kicking
getting,
a field goal.
Yeah, I think he's getting in.
I don't think he's
getting
in. I do,
too.
I don't think he's getting in.
How far do you think he gets?
Maybe gets to the
one?
Three. I don't know what he gets, where he gets
yeah,
to.
Yeah, then you go for it. And sure. If you don't get it, they're on the three.
But
you're
not going, a sweet move.
But you're not going for it. You're kicking a field goal. That's
yeah,
the floor
it really is.
Do.
He's one move away from it. But Aaron Rodgers can run a little bit.
Yeah, no, he can. Absolutely can run.
And did you see Aaron's like, I got to take time. He's got time left on his contract. I don't know. Green Bay clearly screwed the pooch. They're going to find out, just like I saw last year on tape, Jordan Love is not the guy. They screwed this up badly. They had a first-round pick. They made it Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers comes out with an MVP season, and now they're stuck. I mean, they've got a contract with Aaron Rodgers. You can move him and try to win with Love, but man, oh, man, is that going to leave a sour, sour taste in Green Bay fans' mouth because Aaron Rodgers is still playing at a high level. If you try to go at Jordan Love right now, who's not even ready, and you quit on this team that was potentially, was that, I mean, Green Bay kind of screwed themselves. Of course, Tom Brady also had interceptions, but the end of the half, the seven they gave away, the jump ball on the third down where Godwin beat Savage for it, the missed tackle on, which is a sweet move by Fournette, by the way. That was nice move.
That was a great
move. That was a really nice move. But the inability to stop him, there was
the sacks? On Rodgers? I mean, yeah. That left tackle was not Bakhtiari.
No, Billy Turner is not Bakhtiari. But they've been rolling with that for a while.
Jason Pierre-Paul had a nice game. He put some sweet moves on. 8-11 ESPN, 97.5.
I'm telling you, Kansas City is going to have some issues with them getting after, because Buffalo got after him a little bit, where he had to move around Pat Mahomes. I think there's going to be a lot of heat on the quarterbacks.
Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, they do. And then on the other side, I think you're going to see Kansas City give some problems to Tom Brady. So, yep. I don't know.
If you're a young quarterback, namely Deshaun, why would you want to be in the AFC with Pat Mahomes?
You're asking me questions about why I'm like this. Can't believe
I'm not asking you to give me lyrics. It's a straightforward question. If you're a young quarterback in the AFC,
please believe
and you have a chance to get out of the AFC. He's still doing this. Get out of the AFC. Wouldn't you get out of the AFC with Pat Mahomes sitting there?
Well, I don't know. It's not like Pat Mahomes is going to the Super Bowl every year.
He would have. At
some point, you got to get through.
If D4 didn't line up all sides, he would be in the Super Bowl the first year he started.
That's true.
So
Could you trade Matthew Stafford if you traded for him? But Deshaun doesn't want to go to Detroit.
You want to acquire Stafford, then trade him someplace else?
Yeah, I'm trying to flip. Yeah, I want. Give us Stafford, and we're going to flip him.
If I'm Deshaun, I'm like,
keep him out of the Colts.
I'm not sure Dan Campbell's on Deshaun's list of most wanting to play for.
Oh, I would be shocked if the Colts don't end up with Stafford. And they need a quarterback. They would give up the 20, whatever they are, 21st. If I'm Detroit, I'd probably take... Starting point, I'd take 24, a first and maybe two firsts this year and next year.
What? For Matt Stafford?
You say no? You think that's too much?
No,
a first and second?
Hell no, not no. Hell no. I ain't giving him two.
He's not young, by the way.
No, that's the whole thing. And by the way, what has he done with any talent?
He's the same age as.
He's had plenty of offensive talent.
He's the same age as Russell Wilson.
32? That's still. Well, young today, by quarterback
by
standards.
Today, yeah, by today. It
that's
is.
Five. That's 5 full years. I mean,
not giving up two firsts. No way.
You wouldn't?
Nope. He hasn't done enough. I mean, he's all show and no.
He's had nothing.
What substance? What has he done?
5,000 yards passing. You're welcome. Okay,
great. All right. Well, is that a jab at?
That was a sight dab. I wonder if sight jab can make something called sight dab, where people could just upload their best dabs. I don't know. I may reach out to Hector about that. SiteJab does put together brand new websites from scratch. They take what you already have pre-existing, and they can really tighten it up. I mean, they can really redesign how it looks, redesign how it functions. Your user interface is extraordinarily important because when people get to your website, you want it to pop so that they'll stay on the site. Then you want them to be able to get to where they need to go or to get the information about who you are quickly. If you're a company that has products that you do home renovations or whatever, you want something that is going to flash right off the bat. And they understand that. They can do very professional videos for you. They can do brand management so that they can help you with your branding. Of course, they're going to build a website in 3 to 6 weeks. They can even do social media engagement, help you learn to do better with your social media. It's a complete suite of products, and they're based right here in Houston. 2 decades in the Houston area. And they want to take care of you and your business. They want to turn your small to medium-sized business into the most profitable business the most profitable it's ever been. And they can do that. They're that good at lead generation. You can check in with all the go look at their portfolio work on their website, and you'll see what I'm talking about. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. Stay local and stay with SiteJab.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 816 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So come hang with us here. Let's get Chuck in here. He's been hanging out for a little while, wants to talk on the show. What do you say, Chuck?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just wanted to ask y'all, man. I've been listening to a lot of the talk, and everybody talks about the Green Bay game is something with the call and not going for it and all that. But to me, I think Aaron Rodgers should be getting a lot more of the ridicule because not only could he have run, but Lance, doesn't he call his own protection as far as, like, blocking? He got sacked 5 times and never seemed to be able to understand where the rush was coming from. I'll listen to y'all and y'all's experts. Thank you.
He does call his own. He calls his own protection, but the guy's got a block.
Yeah,
Jason Pierre-Paul just put on a sweet
Shaq
move.
Barrett was destroying the other tackle. It wasn't as if it was these 5-man, 6-man rushes that he just was blind to. Some of these are just 4-man pressures that those guys can handle the speed off the edge.
Yeah.
The one play that we keep focusing on, that would be the play you look at and go, how come he didn't make that decision? But, I mean, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers hasn't always – I'm sure he takes chances throwing the football in those situations. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. It's very hard for me to get on him quite so much on that decision, particularly when you have the LaFleur decisions throughout the game. And Pettine decisions that I can point to and go, all you do is coach. Your whole goal, you're supposed to be ready for that stuff, and you weren't ready. In the middle of a play, he makes the wrong call. Okay. He missed the read when he threw it to Devontae in the back of the end zone. Didn't Lazard come open?
Yeah.
And he missed him.
Yes.
That I would take more issue with that than the one where he didn't run it in. Lazard was open.
Was open on the goal line.
Yeah. He got Devontae happy twice down in the goal. Remember when Devontae dropped that touchdown, he went back to him 2 more times. They ended up with a field goal there, which you would think that would have been an easy touchdown from that close. And then down at the end of the game, he got Devontae happy. Although Lazard, he threw one to Lazard on the – Aaron also lose. He's famous for losing patience with people. He had the RPO where he popped up quick and rifled one to Lazard on the slant. And Lazard wasn't looking for it, and it like buzzed by him. But other than that –
he wasn't great yesterday. No. Brady was great early, but then 3 interceptions in 7 passes was like
one of them wasn't his fault. The other 2 were.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to realize, you dumb dumbs, that he's a winner.
Oh no. Dell,
he's
okay.
A winner.
You were called a dumb dumb.
No, I was called a dumb dumb. You don't understand leadership, and he's a winner.
Wait a minute. What did you tweet out?
He got into it with somebody.
I saw the one where the guy was
well,
like,
well, actually, Dell didn't even respond.
I didn't
to
respond.
The guy.
No, because I don't care.
Well, I saw the guy light you up, and I thought, this is a smart.
Yeah,
I got to follow
him.
You got to follow that
what
guy.
Did I wrote something to the fact that it wasn't even really so much about Brady's performance. It's about the praise heaped on Brady. I was like, he got away with throwing 3 picks. 2 of them were terrible. And he's under 56%, and we're going. And I said, "Knock it off with praising the Chuck and Duck performance." And some guy was like,
"Typical hater."
What you don't understand, dumb dumb, is that
you and your dumb dumb stats.
No, you stop looking at stats. Oh, you mean like turnovers aren't a big stat I should be looking at? He said, "You don't understand anything about complimentary football." You know what's it's not complimentary. Turn the ball over 3 times. That's not complimentary football.
He's a winner, duh.
Yeah, I heard. You know, it's funny. You look at Brady's performance, and then I go look at Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes. That's if you want to praise performance, look at what Pat Mahomes did to the Bills. Brady, he was really good, particularly on third downs in that first half.
I will say this: Pat Mahomes won the Super Bowl. He wasn't great in that Super Bowl.
No,
anything but.
He showed up late, like the Chiefs did quite a bit.
He's
in that run.
Hung one up, and Tyreek made a play on it.
Tyreek was wide open, sitting there for how long to get that ball?
Yeah, but the comparison was what they did yesterday.
Right. But I don't know. I thought Brady looked great early, and he looked really good late too. So I was like, wow, Brady is winging it.
What about the 3 picks that instead of putting the game away, kept the Packers in it?
Yeah, right. No, that yeah. But then he got. You know what? He's a winner though. Yeah,
I'm aware.
He's gonna play better after that. He's a winner.
I'm aware.
Okay. Who is that?
I don't know. I have to ask.
Yeah, it was. He was up there a second ago. So to see what the name is up there. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. It is a Super Bowl set. 10th Super Bowl for Tom Brady. 10th Super Bowl for Brady. And Pat Mahomes going to his second straight. And in the youngest guy ever to play 3 AFC championship games in a row to start his career. The youngest guy to be in 3 championship games already. Well, yeah, we are going to have Pat Mahomes around for a while, boys.
If he wins, if he beats Brady and wins, well, he'll beat the Bucks. But if he wins, do we start to turn about the new GOAT? Does that start to happen?
Well, I've already heard it about him. That's just ridiculous.
But if he wins two,
can we slow down?
If he wins two out of his first 3 years starting, does that begin?
Really begin? Oh yeah. Well, you know, our society really. We're gonna.
But would it be out of bounds?
He'd be the Michael Jordan. Somebody. Never lost. There's the guy who gets there all the time, but loses a bunch. Tom Brady.
Well, three times.
The people say, well. Tom's the
so before
the LeBron, he lost it before.
So in a weird way, the LeBron people will probably switch and say, "Wait a minute, you Jordan people right. always say that Jordan's the best because he never loses." So Pat Mahomes is now the GOAT.
Well, he's got two. Well, to Michael six,
he has one.
Well, if he wins, he's got two. Yeah. To Michael six,
but two for two.
Right,
same 100%, John.
Let's get Jacob in here.
Hey, and he
Jacob.
Didn't have to quit and go to baseball, although he could have.
Jacob,
could have
what's
legitimately
going on?
Done it.
Hello?
Yeah, Jacob. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good.
Two questions. Do you think Deshaun would change his mind by leaving if Cal called in and won a round of field Mel Goffer? And what's the honest probability of Matt Stafford going to the Lions? All right, I'll hang up the list.
Well, he's already a Lion.
You mean leaving?
I guess that's what he meant.
Well, he is leaving the Lions, though. They said, yeah, we'll trade him.
Because he asked. You know, sometimes if you just don't post lyrics and you talk to people,
yeah, but
things happen.
The Texans, I got a better chance of being the coach.
Let's get it. But
of the Texans.
Deshaun's got to start saying something. This is ridiculous.
Well,
don't quit letting other people say, we heard, source, maybe. Just come out and do an interview with somebody. I don't care how you do it. Just say, I want to be here. I have not made a decision about wanting to get traded. I absolutely want to go. Whatever it is, just put it out there. Because I can tell you this. Everyone keeps talking about this. This is going to be like Vince Young and Reggie Bush. This is going to be like the draft. Nothing happened until April, but we talked about it forever. Vince versus Reggie, and it being Mario. We talked about it from January all the way to the draft. Guess what Deshaun is? The same exact thing. The Texans are not probably going to move. Like, I don't think there's going to be any movement until March at the earliest. Maybe Deshaun will come out and say, I'm in, I'm all in. Maybe that will happen first. As far as a trade, I think it will go. If the Texans are interested in trading them, they're going to wait as long as they can. And that's fine. They're going to wait until they get what they want, if that's the case. And so we'll be talking about this for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, no, unfortunately we will. Yeah, it'd be nice if, how about saying something?
Just
say,
anything.
Just say what you want to say. Just that's enough with the rap lyrics. Just say it. If you want to go, go. Yeah, but I think that he might, you think that there's going to be a backlash if Deshaun says he wants out? Will there be? Well, but not like he's going to care. Deshaun's going to be in the league for how many more years? This is really unprecedented, though, as far as a young Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
Wanting out.
Quarterback. Not like Jalen Ramsey or whatever. We're talking a quarterback.
Yeah. Not Marcus Peters, who was, he was.
I mean, Jalen is like Deshaun, and he's upper echelon, and they got 2 firsts for him and all that stuff, and he was in his prime. This is a quarterback, and this is why a lot of people think the Texans will never trade Deshaun Watson. It's too hard to get these guys. They will never, ever, ever trade him. So if that's the case... if that's the case, that's the case. But trying to think of after you're on a team trying to get traded, I don't recall that either. Because the teams, you're A, building around that player, and then B, you're paying that player. Well, the Texans did pay that player a lot of money. They gave him exactly the contract he wanted, shorter term, no trade clause. as much money as possible. They did everything for him. And people are curious, wait a minute, why'd you sign that? I think Deshaun at some point realized, oh, I mean, you think about your second contract, that's the first course of action. Then once that's taken care of and the money stuff's out of there, I think Deshaun's focus became the team and the construct. And I honestly don't think Deshaun realized how bad it was. He probably thought, oh, Brandon Cooks and I got Randall Cobb. Nice. You know, we got some guys who can help out with Hop being gone, and I got a good offensive line. Oh, David Johnson. I like David Johnson. I know he's been really good in the past. And I think once he finally saw, oh, my God, this is terrible, I think it all changed. Once Deshaun realized how terrible his roster was, I think the realization that, wow, I'm going to burn up some of the best years of my life on a team that, and look, some of that is Deshaun's fault. I mean, he has been to the playoffs. He's had opportunities. He was up 24-0 against Kansas City. That really happened. But now I think he realizes
51.
He realizes he's not close.
No, he's not close.
He's not even close. And frankly, it's going to be, you know, really, really tough for him because it's 2 or 3 years is how long this is going to take if things go right. It'll take at least 2 years if everything goes right. But the sad fact of the matter is that moving Deshaun probably helps them get better quicker. They just won't have that, you know, they just won't have a really good quarterback more than likely. You can listen, if your power goes off, NRG, right? We talked about that stadium and blah, 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 and the power company. Let's say whoever you have from a power standpoint, it goes off and you don't know when they're going to get out there to your house to fix it. It's a transformer. If you have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter, your power is going to come right back on. That's how it works. And Generac is the number one. I mean, there, or rather, I should say, Generator Supercenter is the nation's number one dealer of Generac generator, generator, standalone generators. And the standby generators, what they do for you, as soon as your electricity goes out from the natural source, boom, that generator kicks in. So your AC stays on, your freezer stays on, your refrigerator stays on, your lights stay on, your shows are going to stay on. And that's such a great peace of mind to have during hurricanes, during storms, or during just a time where the entire neighborhood is out and for who knows how long while they find out what the problem is, if a power line is down, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you have that peace of mind, especially for those issues with weather that can turn a power lossage into a long-term concern. Call today. Financing is available with low monthly payments for the Generac automatic standby generator. Free estimate right now when you call 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774. That's Generator Supercenter.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Can you fight, baby? Fight, baby? Can you fight, baby?
Fight, baby? Whoa, kidding!
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phones?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:31 here on The Bench. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. Is that Ben? Let's get Ben in here. What's going on, Ben? How you doing?
So, hey guys, I had a quick question. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers switched from Jameis Winston to Tom Brady, and now they're Super Bowl. They're fighting for a Super Bowl championship. My question is, if Deshaun gets traded, which I don't think he is, why are people saying he's only worth a minimum of 3 first-round picks? If he can make a team become a Super Bowl, contending team, wouldn't he be worth more than a minimum of 3 first-round picks? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, and you know what? That's actually, I actually look at it like this. Yeah, So picks are a concept. A pick is a concept. Jets fans were mad at me for saying that number two pick didn't have as much value. They thought I said it has no value. What I said was it really doesn't have that much value this year relative to what the Houston Texans need, because I don't believe in Justin Fields or Zach Wilson being the guys to take over and, you know, be these great quarterbacks relative to what you already have. So if that's the case, you say, it's the second pick, number two. Well, that's going to be a player. Who is the player you're trading for? You're trading for a player. You're not trading for a pick. Well, you could turn around and trade it down for more picks. No. Who are you trading for? Who are the players? Because everyone, when it's a nebulous concept like first-round pick, three first-round picks, wow. But at some point, those picks become players. So now all of a sudden, if I say, well, they're trading Deshaun Watson for Justin Fields or Zach Wilson and, you know, whoever a cornerback would be that they might look at, but it wouldn't be Pat Surtain. He's good. And at 18,
it wouldn't be him because he's good? Because
he's going way earlier than 18.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden when you start making them, when you turn them into players, well, you got to hit on all those players. Deshaun is already a hit. Deshaun's
going to be good.
You hit on Deshaun Watson. So now you need to hit on every one of those draft picks. So just saying you have first-round picks, people get all excited about the potential of it, but really, they're still kind of lotteries.
But like, isn't this the reason why some people are lauding what Rafael Stone did with the Nets? Because of the future picks where at some point, you got to pick those players, and you're not sure. Let's say the Nets fall apart, which is what the hope is for the Rockets.
It's speculative, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he did it every other year, so he could push it out.
And part of that is the Nets have to trade every other year. They can't trade back-to-back first-round picks.
That's, well, they still get the Nets picks.
Pick swaps.
Pick swaps. So they did it every year.
Yeah, but the deal is that the Rockets are being lauded, or at least some people are saying, look, the Nets could fall apart, and then you have these, as you said, nebulous picks that you can get to choose from. The same value that the Jets fans are – the difference is it's immediate with the Jets. And the picks or the Dolphins.
The Jets.
You can look at the players and know who's going to be available.
But the Jets, if they love that pick so much, they wouldn't be talking about Deshaun Watson.
But the other thing is,
keep our picks.
What's the guarantee that Deshaun makes you a Super Bowl contender? We assume.
There is no guarantee.
We've seen multiple playoff performances where he wasn't at his best.
But the value. No, you're right. No, I think it's a little presumptuous to act like Deshaun is in that category yet. He's moving up the charts without question. But to his point, if you got a guy like an Aaron Rodgers who's not getting there, or Tom Brady, or whoever, let's just say an elite, a truly elite quarterback with a long history of winning, or just a history of winning, even Pat Mahomes, three first-rounders isn't enough. I mean, it really isn't.
What about Darnold and three?
That's just not enough. It's Sam Darnold is best-case scenario, you're hoping you're getting a quality starter.
Okay.
Not a great starter. I think quality at this point. I don't see anything that shows me great starter.
Something happened. It didn't really happen, but there were a report, who knows how true it is, from somebody who covers the Dolphins, that Xavier Howard wasn't thrilled that Byron Jones got all that guaranteed money this offseason. Now, Xavier Howard went out and had almost a Defensive Player of the Year award type season. I'm just telling you what it's not. I'm just saying it got floated out there a week and a half ago or so. Now, he may want a new deal. He got a new deal a couple years ago, but now he put up this season. There's another cornerback on the roster getting paid more in terms of guaranteed money. He might want another deal. Say the Dolphins go, we're not paying that two corners that much money. Three first and Xavier Howard?
I mean, that's – yeah, and Tua?
Well, maybe you don't want Tua. Maybe you want a draft corner, but the Dolphins have to ship Tua someplace else, let's just say.
I mean, I'd want to say – now, if the Texans don't like him, they don't like him. But I would want to take a look at Tua. He's a rookie contract. It wouldn't make any sense. And if you're the Dolphins, yeah, now I'm sure the Dolphins would love to keep their hands on Tua and move him and try to recoup some of their losses from the pick in this particular scenario. But yeah, three first.
And then all
one
pro.
One of them at third and Xavier Howard, I'd have to consider that. The problem is you're not – the Dolphins first aren't going to be very good.
Tua, Xavier Howard, and two first would be plenty.
I want three. Well, Dell already said no, he wouldn't do that. What, I had a list of players out, and Dell would not agree to any of them.
A list? You were taking all of their contributors.
Xavien Howard.
You wanted Xavien Howard, Christian Wilkins, Mike Gesicki, plus three firsts and Tua. I'm not giving you that.
No.
Why not? Do you want Deshaun?
No, not that much, actually.
Okay, we'll drop Gesicki. Deal.
I don't want Deshaun that much, to be honest with you.
Do you think that there's anything that it, and I ask this again, because you guys kind of blew it off. But is there any way that right now that maybe Jack Easterby is poisoning Cal on Deshaun? Because look at John McClain today talking about, well, now you brought this up before the show, Del. John McClain was he said a couple of weeks ago, I heard him say it. He tweeted it. I got a better chance of being the Texans coach than them trading Deshaun Watson. And now all of a sudden it's, hey, what would you take this for Deshaun? And what? Wait a minute. That is a 180 from what you were talking about. And there's a good possibility that right now, because you would have thought, I mean, there's absolutely zero chance that this organization would possibly trade him. But let's not forget, Deshaun just Instagrammed a picture of him and his girlfriend, not a wife, on a yacht, okay?
What's that, the dude thing?
What do you mean? Well, that's not very Texan-like. If you're on
to be with a girlfriend?
Your girlfriend. Are they doing anything premaritally?
You're really going far with this.
I'm not going that far with
this. I would imagine he's not doing anything. Deshaun is still chaste.
Does Deshaun? Oh, really? Because didn't he hang with Mia Khalifa for a while?
So what?
Oh.
What you mean? You mean sports personality Mia Khalifa?
Yeah, that's what.
No,
she
but
is.
I'm actually being serious, Dell. Is there any chance that Easterby is poisoning Cal on Deshaun?
Well, Cal doesn't want JJ to go. The Texans didn't want Brian
JJ's different.
Cushing to go.
JJ is all American. He drinks milk. He goes up to the cabin where
JJ's
they all work
not
out.
Different.
Deshaun's on a yacht with a.
This wait, a you girl, go on. What are you talking about? You go on jets and stuff
but
like that.
But he doesn't own the Texans.
Yeah. Well, what is Deshaun? But Deshaun is actually a guy who his public image is actually very, very good.
Oh, yeah. No, I know, but
I don't think Jack Easterby would have any.
Well, all of
like,
this stuff swirling.
Cal.
And oh, by the way, is Deshaun on Team Easterby with Cal?
Deshaun is not against Jack Easterby.
He
could have got rid of him. Every time something is leaked, you'll make sure. And Deshaun Watson doesn't necessarily think Jack Easterby is the problem. It's the owner. That's been said multiple times. Everybody who gets information from Deshaun's camp, they put that out there. Like, I don't know why. To me, Deshaun dropped the axe on this guy. A lot of the problems would stop because Cal wouldn't have anyone to trick him.
I don't think it's out of the realm.
Cal's like tofu. There's no flavor. There's no taste. He absorbs the flavor of whatever else is in the pan with him.
Tofu doesn't cause any problems. I would say you're insulting tofu because Cal causes many problems.
No, Cal doesn't cause problems.
Yes, he does.
Not something
he's
in there.
He makes the decisions.
Okay,
he causes
tofu
all the problems.
And arsenic. How do you think that tastes? Terrible. Because the arsenic's now in the tofu.
No.
Cal is just a tofu. He's nothing. He's just like.
Except he rubber brains. Stamps all the
whoa,
decisions.
Whoa, whoa. Did you see
I
that?
Wouldn't want.
No,
I,
we don't.
I heard.
See,
him. I didn't want.
That's
to do
why
that.
He's way worse a person than I am now.
Well, you're both terrible. I wouldn't think. Deshaun, I don't know what he thinks Jack Easterby. I don't particularly don't care that much. But if Jack Easterby thinks that Deshaun, after you know he ran that end around to get Casario hired, and all of a sudden Deshaun's like, "What the hell? That doesn't sound like a guy in full support of what I think should go."
Then why doesn't he leak that Jack Easterby's the big problem when he just keeps leaking Callas?
Did he or did he not take a picture with Andre Johnson after Andre Johnson tweeted it?
That's true.
Immediately after.
Oh no, I 100% think yeah, but then he's got plausible deniability. It's just two guys taking a picture
the night,
of the game.
The night that he sent that
show up. Me one thing that Deshaun is connected to saying directly.
Well,
show me one thing.
Well, he doesn't say anything. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, right.
You can't tie him to anything.
Yeah,
no,
he watched House of Cards. He's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
He can't take he's
not tied to anything.
He's canceled.
In the
Ooh.
Show,
yeah, it is, it
in
is,
the show,
it is a lot like that where Deshaun is like, "I'm not officially
things
tied
are happening,
to
but I'm not tied to anything."
Deshaun wants a trade. Deshaun does
Don't
not officially want
me.
A trade.
No.
They came out and said Deshaun has not asked for a trade. It's like, it's you want to talk about the fence straddling is outrageous here. Say what you mean. Say it with your chest. Stop playing these games. This is just do some grown man stuff. Like just say, "Nah, I don't want to be here anymore. But actually say it with your mouth. Go on the record of saying that. Or say, you know what, I want to or don't do anything that draws any attention. Wait till there's a head coach. And if you want to come back, say, you know what, I want to win for Eric Bieniemy. I want to win for Jim Caldwell. I want to win for whoever. Say whatever you want.
I want to win for the guy. I want to win for the guy who's my who's the third stringer 3 weeks ago.
Josh McCown?
Yeah.
I don't know that he's going to say that.
Josh has no chance after all the outrage that came out there.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't care about outrage. They don't care. They don't. I don't.
Why do you, don't think so? Why is Eric Bieniemy interviewed all of a sudden outrage, a front runner?
If they cared about outrage,
they didn't even want to interview him.
No, it's all because of Deshaun, not outrage from the public. That's all Deshaun.
If they cared about outrage, Easterby would be gone.
That's the only thing.
Cal would have fired Easterby if he cared about outrage.
Yeah. No. And I do think that at some point Jack could be like, because Jack was down with Bill O'Brien at one point, and then Jack had to whack Bill O'Brien when it got. So I could
see him turning on Deshaun.
I could see him saying, because I honestly don't think Cal McNair wants the McNair family didn't want anything to happen with Brian Cushing. They kept bringing him back two peds, and he's a strength coach now. You want to talk about.
And you had two players suspended. Yeah. Although I know Brian Cushing didn't have anything to do with it.
No, he did.
He did.
So you got Brian Cushing there, and they couldn't wait. Like, they wouldn't cut him ever. No, never going to be a salary cut. Then you got JJ. They wouldn't trade. They wouldn't even consider trading him before the deadline. I don't think Cal wants ever
What's
for Deshaun
Watson to go.
What's the
difference between Brian Cushing and JJ Watt and Deshaun Watson?
What?
I don't know.
So you're calling Cal a racist?
Case closed.
You better not joke about that.
I didn't say a thing.
You're going to have to defend
did
it.
Did I say that?
The difference
did I say that?
Is no difference. They're not going to want to deal Deshaun either.
I'm just saying.
Popular players, they don't want to deal.
The report is they're now talking to teams, so we'll see how long that lasts.
We'll see. 844 ESPN 97.5. I think Jack is about done with Deshaun, so I don't think Deshaun's long for this world. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on that? You're more than welcome. I got some thoughts on Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite with the great job that they do. I mean, listen. It's tile flooring. It's bathrooms. It's all the tile in the bathrooms. It'll do your showers. It's your vanities. It's everything. It's remodeling is what it is. And Jeff Aronoff does it. He does this every single day. Now he does install all the countertops in a hotel in hotels, multiple hotels around the country. The dude does huge, huge work. And if you've got a huge job, you're building a home. Or your outdoor, I mean, our outdoor was terrible. It was just grass, and there was a French drain, and it was just awful, an old swing set, and we turned it into a pool and a outdoor kitchen, and it was just fantastic after Jeff Aronoff got done with it. So this is what you're looking for, that kind of workmanship. And listen, he can design it himself, so you lose that step with an architect, all at Absolute Marble and Granite. Let Jeff come over and give you that estimate. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Eric Fisher's big loss, dude. They lose Eric Fisher for this game.
It's huge.
It's huge.
You saw it was Achilles. He immediately reached he went down. To the, I mean, right, it was no doubt he was done.
Yeah.
That is a really big deal. It's a team that is... Remember, their starting guard is out for the year because he was a COVID opt-out, so he hasn't even played. Then they lost Kaliche Osemele for the year with an injury. Kaliche came in. I mean, they're dealing with a bunch. And Mitchell Schwartz, four of their starters. Well, they brought in Kaliche, but three starters from last year's team are out.
Speaking of that.
Three starters. A guy they brought in who was actually better, playing better than their actual starter, he's gone too.
Well, speaking of that, Hayden Winks, whoever that might be, if he's from Roto World and NBC, he has what the Chiefs starting off the line for Super Bowl will look like. Rimmers, who hadn't started at left tackle since 16, will likely be their left tackle. Allegretti, seventh rounder. Reader, seventh rounder. Wisniewski, cut by the at right guard, cut by Pittsburgh in November, and right tackle Wiley, who was an undrafted free agent guard.
0% of these guys were starting, I think, last year.
In the league?
No.
Well, was Newski, was Rimmer?
Rimmer
was.
But he just hadn't started at left tackle since 16.
Yeah, Rimmer was. So, yeah, I'm telling you, that's a big deal. That's a real.
Dude is great in the pocket, though. Pat Mahomes, he's got. I mean, Brady's always been great with a sweet sidestep, but it's almost nonchalant. It's almost like, you know, it's not the exaggerated moves. It's just a nice little move. He's got wonderful pocket presence, has forever. But Mahomes is elusive on top of that, and can scramble and can throw on the run. He can do it all. I don't think with Mahomes it's as nearly a big a deal as it would be with other quarterbacks, but they can come after you now. Shaq Barrett can rush the passer. Jason Pierre-Paul. It could be a problem.
Some of it, some of these guys have, like Reader or Ryder, however you say it, started for the Chiefs in the past. I mean, he's been their starting center, so it's not like they're just pulling this guy off the street. But he just points out where they've gotten their players from. Not a lot of pedigree on that O-line going to the Super Bowl. As far as high draft picks,
couple seventh rounders.
Yeah. Undrafted free agent guard who's playing right tackle.
Yeah. So, wow. Guard is playing right or left tackle? Which one's Rimmer?
Rimmer's playing left. Wiley, who will be starting most likely, is an undrafted guard.
That was the guy who played guard for them previously.
Yeah. Now he's going to play right tackle.
It is a mismatch of players.
Yeah, we got to talk to your dad about that.
Well, he probably was in knows a Super a few Bowl. Of those. Well, he was in a Super Bowl when they beat Arizona. He had three players never played football again from that line. I know one of them didn't. So three guys had to be shot up just to be able to get through the game. He had Willie Colon, Max Starks. They had lost Darnell Stapleton, who never played a game again because his knee injury was so bad. He played in a Super Bowl, just got shot up a ton. I can't remember who the center was who had come from Carolina. He had to get shot up to stay in the game. Like, they were in shambles physically. And they got their shots. They had trouble stopping Darnell Dockett and, you know, whoever else it was on the interior. And they just gutted it out and did everything they could to stay in front of guys while Ben made some magic and they won a Super Bowl. But I can tell you this, when your guys aren't healthy for a Super Bowl, it's a problem. Their guys not only aren't healthy, they're not even playing. Yeah. Of course, now Mitchell Schwartz has been out the whole year. Eric Fisher, this is new. He had missed some time too, but Eric Fisher is new. They've been without these guys for most of the year. So they're going to have to make it work. But, you know, Andy Reid's misdirection, that keeps you on your heels so much. If there's one team that is unusually built for this, you can throw a bunch of little quick hitches and stuff like that to Tyreek Hill, to Mecole Hardman, up the seam with Travis Kelce. Like, they are uniquely positioned to keep defenses on their heels. The problem is going to be is if you get behind and Tampa gets to come after you. If you get behind 14 and Tampa gets to pin their ears back, you got some real problems.
You know, the Chiefs are the one team when you watch college, like when you watch a college player and their speed translate to NFL, like, oh, all of a sudden, you're not as fast as you were. The Chiefs are the one team, particularly with Hardman and Hill
work,
they look just as fast as they did when they're running away from defenses in college. And maybe that's some of the play design
Tyreek
where they're
is
running
the fastest
full speed.
Person. I don't think anyone has ever lived who's been quicker, who's been more explosive in the game of football in history than Tyreek Hill. It is unbelievable. And Teron Johnson was doing a pretty good job in coverage. It's just he gets so much separation. It's incredible. I thought Jaylen Waddle was maybe the fastest player I've ever seen on a field, but it's Tyreek. I mean, no one's going to touch Tyreek Hill. His 0 to 100 mile per hour, it's just, I've never seen anything like it. Just the ultimate weapon.
No, that's James Harden, remember?
James Harden's ultimate.
Ultimate weapon.
Yeah. 7378037776, the number to call in. I had lefties yesterday. It was average at best. Oh, that's terrible.
Here come the Yelp reviews.
Uh-oh.
for Hey, you got a review on James Harden's
restaurant that hasn't opened yet? You got a review on that too?
JD? They had to take them all off.
They did, yeah.
It's so brutal. Yeah. They had to take them off.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They weren't Yelp. They were Google reviews.
But they were...
Yelp's already pulled the whole thing down.
They did. It hasn't even opened yet, has it?
It's grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, forget about that.
Yeah.
Everything must go. You might as well put that out
there. We're a restaurant. What do you mean everything must go? Yeah, do we need to cultivate or some reviews for lefties? See what people think.
Well, it's going to start happening at some point.
I hate to say that the taste quits on you. Okay, I'd hate to say it, but if it does, if that taste quits, man, the whole place is going to go to hell, isn't it?
Well, I guess he can open one up in New York or something.
I would think there are a boatload of people don't even know that Sean owns that. It's just another sandwich.
It's just another place. Yeah. We're in the world of where we would know, but most people are like, oh, there's a new Philly cheesesteak place here.
Right. Right. Chris Jones punch, probably a fine, right? Probably.
Yeah. But not a suspension. Not that got really ugly at the end of that game. Well, Chris, it was all with he and John Feliciano. Like, Chris Jones and Feliciano got into it three different times. That got really ugly. Me personally, I would have gone for it on that fourth down instead of kick that field goal, and here's why. Josh was at 280-some-odd yards. He needed to get over 306.5 to get over yardage. Why not play for that? I mean, give people something to look for.
What?
Seems like
playing for what?
Over total yardage. Well, it seemed like somebody was playing for the over when a field goal was kicked.
So
it went over the total.
That went over the total? That kick? Holy crap.
Matt LaFleur kicked a field goal.
It wasn't over the total before that.
I don't know. That's what people were saying. What was the score?
31-26. Oh, that's 57. Mm-hmm. That did put it over the total.
Don't
Thank
dab.
Thank you, Matt LaFleur.
Don't Wait. Dab.
Oh, you had?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have the total in that one. I had the total in Green and KC.
Over, yeah.
There was no rain, Dell. Your weather report was the worst.
Telling you, though, wasn't my weather report.
I'm telling you, though, I got a buddy that sees all the bets, and the books made a ton on Tampa winning that game.
Oh, I bet.
A ton.
I bet.
Yep.
I'm surprised. I would be shocked I would think they lost on KC, though.
No. Actually, there's a lot of – Bills are a public team. The Bills were a much more public team than you would think. They I know Kansas City and Pat Mahomes and everything else, but I think the Bills were a – For whatever reason, it was pretty close. The betting was pretty close on that.
Yeah, the Bills had the best quarterback in the game going in, I was told.
Yeah, remember?
The tail of the tape told me that.
Tail of the tape told
told
you?
Me the check mark for Bills as far as quarterbacks.
Wow.
Someone tweeted that. Pat Mahomes quote tweeted it and just yawned after the game.
He did?
Yeah, a yawn emoji.
Oh, my God, Aaron, run.
Every time you see it, run.
That's just so unbelievable that you threw that pass instead of running with the wide open.
I'm sure it's toe hurt or something, John.
857 ES. Oh, did he have a concussion too? By the way, I won some money. I gave 2.5-1 to Pat Mahomes right after the game last week.
Of course he was going to play.
Of course he was going to play.
Didn't even hit his head.
That was silly. And then, dude, Venmo'd me the money. That was great.
Oh, really?
At least he was, real life, on it. Stand up guy with it.
2.5-1. He was like, he's got a concussion. He's got to go into protocol. He's not going to be able to play. You don't want to bet on that, do you?
No. Sure.
Yeah.
He didn't have a concussion.
Then they right off the bat they were like, it's a neck injury.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even hit his head.
He didn't hit his head.
That's why I was like, I think John's going to win.
How are you woozy though from a neck injury?
Well, maybe some nerve got pinched or whatever. I don't know.
Legarius Sneed, the starting corner, left with concussion-like symptoms.
Well, you want to bet on that one too?
Well, he has a couple weeks to get better, but...
Yeah, he's got 2 weeks.
That one could be a little more interesting because he's shaking his head like multiple times. They came out there. I'm telling you, the Chiefs are beat up.
They got 2 weeks to figure it out.
Tommy.
It's 3.5 right now at my bookie.
Tommy.
It's gone up to 3.5.
Is Travis Kelce hurt?
No.
Is Tyreek Hill hurt?
He's healthy.
Is Mecole Hardman hurt?
No, he's still
there. Is Pat Mahomes hurt?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, I'm good.
Chris Jones is there too.
Matthew's
healthy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, let's go. Take a break. 713-780-3776. Get some insurance first.
Text the word money to 23-23-23. Why are you doing that? Because that's what you're going to save more of. Now, don't just text anything that you want to 232323. That's not how it works. They're not genies. But what they are is they are money genies in a way, and insurance genies. What they can do for you is they aggregate a large number of A-rated insurance companies. When you text your address, they can really – it's a quickly searchable process that's done through automation, and they can give you a firm quote within 15 seconds. That's how quick it is. From the time you text the word money to 232323, within 15 seconds, you can have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And from there, you can find out if you are saving money. You can find out if your companies are charging you too much. A-rated insurance should not cost you too much. And if you're not shopping your insurance, that's exactly what's happening. Make the call to 232323. Text the word money, and you're going to find out that TGS Insurance can start to save you on average up to $300. TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.